Well, here in Wisconsin, the majority of our milk goes into cheese, so cheese consumption is very vital to our economy. Wisconsin has stayed strong as America's cheese land, in due part because of the specialty cheese market. And that's one thing Dave Leonardi says they are really emphasizing during June Dairy Month. Why not sample a new variety?
Great opportunity for people to broaden their eating scope and their minds. Because we never want to let them leave their favorites. If your favorite is a medium cheddar cheese, let it always be a medium cheddar cheese. But don't forget to try something new. Try an Asiago, try a Farmstead Gouda, try something different, as well as your basics.
Well, Wisconsin does have a new Alice in Dairyland. Her name is Zoe Brooks. She's from Waupaca County, and this was her first full week of activities, and it was a busy one. I ran into her in Manitowoc County for the breakfast on the farm. She said her focus this year is to basically stress to women there's a role for them in production agriculture.
And something unique that I'm bringing to the position this year is connecting especially women with their role in agriculture and making it okay and making them feel comfortable entering production agriculture and filling that role.
A woman that has an important role on D&D jerseys in Manitowoc County is Donna Phillips. She talked about the message they were trying to stress to the 5,000 plus visitors that came to their farm for the big June Dairy Month breakfast.
There's a lot of disconnect between, you know, the city and the farm, and people don't really get a chance to see a farm life and understand exactly what's going on in farms today. So we wanted to open up the farm and just have a day when people could come out, see the animals, see how a farm works, and just get to know how it works on a farm and the day-to-day workings of one.
And Kevin Radloff, who hosted the big breakfast on the farm in Winnebago County, says he not only wanted to educate the consumer, but he wanted to thank them as well.
We know that the consumers have a lot of choices when they go into the grocery store, and we appreciate the fact that they choose dairy products produced locally. And we feel we have a lot to offer as far as nutrition and taste. And I guess if they're interested to see where it comes from, it's important that we accommodate them.
Well, certainly saw a lot of fields where the hay was cut over the weekend, and if the weather cooperates, the crop is ready in much of our listening area, so we should have a real productive hay-making week this week as well. As far as making hay on the dairy front, well, that's a different story. Quiet day on Friday. Blocks remained at 205 a pound. Barrels 196 and three quarters of a cent per pound in AA butter, down to 222 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Class 3 prices also lower. June off 13 cents to 21.24. July dropped to 20.38. August off 22 to 20.33. And September off 3 at 20.32. Board of Trade, July corn, that was up a dime to 4.59 a bushel. September up 12 cents to 4.56 and one quarter of a cent. Beans for July off 3.5 cents at 14.57 a bushel. September up to 12.63 and three quarters of a cent, while July wheat gained 12.5 to 6.18 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. Livestock review out of Equity. Fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers steady, 128 to 145. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 92 to 113. Muscle slaughter cows, 78 to 91, with slaughter bulls, 98 to 126. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 370. Heifer calves, 150 to 285. Barrels and gilts, 74 to 85. With the market lambs, 155 and down. Feeder lambs, 175 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural markets and stories of the day. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.